sit comfortably. Hatha Yoga, we say all the asanas we do, we call cultural postures. They help to prepare for the meditative posture. So you can sit comfortably in your meditative position. Any cross-legged position would do. So the body can be still, comfortable, and without much agitation, without the mind running around too much, so I can contemplate or meditate easier. And we do the same kind of meditations last time, Panchakosha Viveka, using the Driktrisha Viveka methodology, the observer, observed, subject, object. As we said, the observer, the subject, is never the object. The eyes never see themselves. They can see the reflection in the mirror, but not themselves. So this methodology we use to observe the different layers of my personality, different tools I have for experience, and see that, observe that I as the witnessing awareness, I as the conscious being, is not those. Those are instruments, but not my essential self. So first we observe the body. And when you feel the body, you feel a bundle of sensations. All different types and changing. And just as I observe something outside by seeing it, by hearing it, by touching it, and I'm an observer, what I observe outside is the object, so I observe the body. Sensations, the body, is the object. I, conscious being awareness, am the observer. This way I see it as observer. The observer is not the physical body as it's observed. And we said my subtler experience or subtler tool is the pranamaya kosha, energy sheath. Today I feel more energy. Today I feel less energy. I observe a more energetic state, experience that. I experience a less energetic state. So the object is the state, energy level. Subject is I observe this. I feel cold or I feel hot. Cold, hot experience is observed. I am the observer. I feel I'm moving fast, I'm moving slow. Activity is also to do with energy. I observe the fast movement, the slow movement. Then more subtle, we said, is manomaya kosha. Thoughts, emotions. So how do I know a thought is there? I can observe. Now I'm thinking of something, I observe the thought. Now I'm thinking of something else. I observe that thought. Now I feel happy. I observe the happy experience, happy feeling. Now I feel down. So again, I observe that feeling, that emotion. So I'm aware of a state of mind. I'm aware. State of mind, object. I'm aware subject, emotion state, mental state of it. Subtly, we said, is vijnanamaya kosha, intellectual sheath, the rational thinking, decisive thinking. So I can say, yes, this morning I did this. Very clearly I can tell. Well, I'm not sure. Yesterday morning, what was it? I got up this time or that time. I did this or that. Unclear. I'm aware of the clear mind. Clear. Or the less clear, the more foggy one. The instrument is sharper, less sharp. I'm aware of the sharpness of the instrument, the ability of the instrument, what it's doing. The sharpness of the mind, decisiveness of the mind, I'm aware of that. I'm aware that state of intellect is the object. And one of the manifestations of our Anandamaya Kosha, subtlest, or we also call it Karana Sharira, there's a primordial idea of limitation. I'm only so much. Even our subtlest thought, as I think, it's only I am so much, this much. Some idea that limited. Separate from everything else. How do I know? I can observe. I'm aware, I feel, I'm limited. I'm aware, I'm only so much. I'm aware, I feel separate from other things, other people. So the idea of separation, experience, I observe the experience. Then you say, well, let me observe myself. Again, as we said, subject and object. The subject won't become object. Self-evident that I'm conscious aware. But to habit, hard to let go of the identification with the others. So slowly have to learn to separate through methodologies like this. I observe the body, object, I witnessing consciousness, subject. I observe my energy level, hunger level, heat, cold level. That experience object, I observe the experience subject. I observe thoughts, emotions, manomaya kosha, thoughts, emotions, object, I observer, subject. I observe sharpness of the mind, decisiveness of the mind, rational or biasness of the mind. The tool there is of the intellect is the object, I observe, I the one who uses the intellect, subject. And I observe, I feel, limited in some way, I'm only so much. Idea of limitation, the object, I the observer, subject. And the subject is none of these. These are the objects.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.